Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. The craze with artificial intelligence has continued dominating people's attention across industries, creating images, deepfake videos, writing essays, and creating robot DJs for radio. KXP's Roddy Nickpour reports on how AI is playing out in music and if it should be seen as a threat or a helpful tool.
A lot of these conversations about AI and music kicked off back in April when, according to Variety magazine, a new song came out from Drake and The Weeknd called Heart on My Sleeve. The consensus across the internet? A certified bop. One critique might be that the AI didn't really write anything game-changing, it just sounds like another song by these artists. The other problem, though? Neither Drake nor The Weeknd actually gave their permission or contributed to the song. But this was the track that opened the floodgates for other artists. According to Pitchfork, Grimes actively encouraged her fans to use an AI voice generator for her voice and asked them to make new Grimes songs. And don't worry, she did ask the users to, quote, be tasteful. And if you've ever wondered how that works out when we ask people on the internet to be tasteful, I refer you to the case of Bodie McBoatface. Either way, since then, artists have already been making songs featuring Grimes AI, including this one called Cold Touch. The artist behind this track, Keto, calls it a celebration and notes that, other than the Grimes voice, humans did do everything else. Does this count as fan collaboration or a deepfake? What does the word Grimes even refer to anymore, if not the actual human singer Claire Boucher? In another example, sometimes fans just want to revive old bands that don't exist anymore. According to New Musical Express, a fan used AI to create a new album by Oasis since their last studio album came out in 2008. The fan wanted to find out, quote, how the band might sound today if they were to reform and release new music that fit in with their iconic sound captured throughout the 90s. And here's another one. According to NPR, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are going to put out the quote-unquote last Beatles album because they just couldn't let It be the last one. They're going to use AI to pull John Lennon's vocals out of some mixtapes that he was working on before he was shot in 1980. Paul McCartney says, all of that is kind of scary, but exciting, because it's the future. Because they're musing, some other examples that are floating around on social media include this AI remix of Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. An AI Freddie Mercury singing Michael Jackson's Thriller. And you start to freeze, and so it loops you right between the eyes. And an AI cover of The Killers' Mr. Brightside as sung by Squidward Tentacles from SpongeBob SquarePants. So now what? Are we totally... No, of course not. Let me introduce you to Kelly Bishop.
AKA Cal Page. My pronouns are she, her.
She's a bassist and vocalist in the England-based indie punk group The Empty Page, which, yes, is named after the Sonic Youth song.
influenced by like the collegey kind of 90s / the late 80s, early 90s, like Manchester sound.
In her day job, Kelly has spent a lot of time thinking about AI. She wrote an article for Vice this year titled, "Is AI Music a Genuine Threat to Real Artists?" In this article, Kelly points out that musicians have been experimenting with computers to make sounds basically since the dawn of computers.
There was a sort of, inspired by Bach, something called the Iliac Suite.
The computer was programmed to select musical notes randomly, subject only to general instructions derived from rules of musical composition which were stored in the computer.
So there was classical music created by a kind of program, a music program.
What you're hearing now is from 1957. A lot has happened in over 50 years. Music producers at any level might be familiar with these two words, Pro Tools, which came out in 1991. It allows artists to record and mix without the help of a clunky old tape deck.
I do remember Pro Tools coming along and everyone going, oh my God, like, you know, it's cheating and da 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 da. And now everyone, you know, most people wouldn't dream of not using that time-saving tool.
That phrase is key, a time-saving tool. Kelly says that AI opens a similar door for musicians, approaches to making music that save time without diminishing creativity.
I just think that this technology is moving so fast that, you know, this conversation will probably be obsolete by the time we've finished it.
What might also become obsolete, unfortunately, are several jobs. For instance, composers aren't as in demand since AI can write incidental background music for YouTubers, and they don't have to pay the robots royalties. That's a slippery slope leading to fewer opportunities for entry-level engineers trying to break into this industry.
It could take away an assistant in a recording studio. If someone sort of hires a young person to assist on a record, because, you know, they're cheap, and then on the young person's side, they get to some experience under their belts. That young person doesn't get the opportunity to do that if AI is doing it.
Kelly's band, The Empty Page, isn't actively experimenting with AI to make music. Still, she did use a program called Wave AI's Lyric Studio to help with song lyrics. Kelly says the results were the kind of cliche stuff she might have written when she was 12.
I don't like to like a labored kind of point, try and use weird words, but I try not to use the same old, you know, boring cliche, you know, yeah, baby, can't live without you, you know, all that. And that's the kind of thing that AI has been coming up with every time I've given it, you know, given it a chance. I've gone, go on then. And I just go, no, I'm better. I'm much better than you. You're not helpful yet. But one day I think it might be.
In her Vice article, Kelly writes that when you look at the Billboard Top 100 last year, 1 in 5 hits were sample-based. Sampling is something that musicians resisted at one point too, and that's clearly not going away. So yes, new technologies are really scary up front, but at the end of the day, humans are the ones controlling the output. And despite her failed experiment with lyrics, Kelly still encourages musicians to experiment with these technologies, because they just might strike inspiration where you least expect it. Here's how a chatbot told me to end this story in a clever way. AI is the new instrument, but it's up to us to write the music. For KEXP, I'm Roddy Nikpour.
And that was Sound and Vision. If you appreciate real humans telling real stories, then help support this show and KEXP, a station that we call Robot Free Radio. We have DJs performing music sets on the fly without a predetermined playlist based on an algorithm live on air 24/7. KEXP is a publicly funded station. You can help support what we do with a donation at kexp.org/sound, or you can help support this show for free by subscribing to this podcast, rating it, and reviewing it. But most of all, thanks for listening.